You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, I like this for
Friday morning.
Yes.
Well,
Groove is in the heart, buddy.
I know.
I like to play the whole song.
Boom, 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 boom.
Because
it's just the instrumental.
Truth be told, groove is in the heart.
It really is, huh?
Mm-hmm. Friday morning with your boys in the morning with lots going on in the world. We'll be talking about a lot of it when we get into our trending report. But first, this is a segment that we have always loved. A lot of times it's over the phone. Sometimes it's through Facebook messages. Sometimes it's through old-fashioned email. In fact, let's even play our little email jingle.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Yeah, the old-fashioned way is just go to mix100.com. That's mix100.com. And at the top of the page, you'll see a tab labeled Dom and Jeremy. That's us. When you click on that, you'll be able to shoot us an email or just go on to Facebook, send a message that way. This one came through Facebook. It's from a listener named Brian, and he says, "Hey, Dom, based on your coffee comments the other day," because we had this whole conversation about coffee, and I was talking about how I don't drink it, and I don't, blah, blah, blah. He goes, "I would like to throw out a question. Do you like onions?"
Hmm.
I ask because my twin brother is a high school science teacher, and when he goes over genetics, one of the things he discusses is the super taster gene. He has done the test with his students and has tested himself, and he is a super taster. I believe that onion, especially because it can be a very powerful flavor, is likely to be on the list of foods that super tasters don't like. So I was wondering if that is the case for you as well. Thank you so much for all your hard work, along with Jeremy and the rest of the team that put on a great show every day. That's nice. Thank you, Brian. So what he's saying is you can take an actual test to see if you fall into the category of super taster. Hmm. Now, you told me, Jer, that you think you are one.
So I've been told that I have super taster properties from my dentist, and it boils down to having thick saliva. I've been told I have thicker than normal saliva.
Why does that just sound so gross?
Because you think of, like, Karo syrup coming out of your mouth or something. It's not like that.
So you have a lot of viscosity or something.
It's just, I mean, I don't feel, I mean, if I spit on the table or something and look at it, it looks like normal spit. I mean, it looks like normal saliva. But they say that might be attributed to my no cavities for 40 years. They say it kind of keeps my teeth cleaner. And a side effect is I taste things really well. So I can really absorb flavor, I guess, because of my saliva.
Do you like onions?
I don't know. If I cook them on the grill.
But you like coffee.
I love coffee, yeah. I don't know.
I don't like coffee nor onions. That's the thing.
I don't know if there's like a I don't know the test. Didn't he mention something about doing a test for it?
Yeah,
I don't know what the actual test is.
He says that his brother's a science teacher and that they do a test for it. Why don't you look it up online?
I might have to. I think it would boil down to the amount of taste buds that you have on your tongue as well. Maybe you were born with more taste buds.
I don't know if it's more or less, or it could just be that they are attuned more to taste.
Hmm.
It makes sense. I mean, really, people are different.
Right.
Why wouldn't there be people whose taste buds are super sensitized?
Yeah, because I guess we just all assume that we're tasting the same thing when we taste something, because we're all built roughly the same way,
oh my
I guess.
God, that kind of stuff drives me crazy. Like, I've always wondered if the color blue that you see is red that I see.
Right.
You know, because we can't see what other people are seeing.
Correct. And so it could be a different
shade. You might see the color blue and you show it to people and you say, "Look, that's blue." And people go, "Yes, I know." But they're seeing something else. They just label it blue.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
So everybody totally might see completely different colors, but we have learned to identify them by a certain name.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't the same thing be with taste? See, you bring up a good point. What if you're tasting something in coffee, but when it goes in my mouth, I taste something completely different?
Because you don't have many taste receptors or something. Yeah, it's totally different. And then why do people take a bite out of something and be like, "Ew, this is gross. You got to try this."
Mm-hmm.
Why do people do that? Stop
you
it.
You do it too.
All right, your turn. I got a bunch of kid ones. I'll just do a quick kid one and then one about being married here. Stephanie says, when you tell your kids maybe when they ask to do something, how likely are you to follow through or possibly turn that maybe into a yes? And that's from Stephanie. And I will say, Steph, usually at 0.0% of the time, I will turn that maybe into a yes. I think that's just kind of a parent rule, right? Like all kids know maybe means no, not going to happen.
Well, that's why I think it's important for you to occasionally
toss in a yes.
Yeah, because you know you're going to say yes. Mm-hmm. So start with a maybe and then later go ahead and do the yes, which you intended
just
to do.
Throw them way off. Yeah.
But it will always leave hope open.
I like that. The little glimmer of hope.
Sure, I'm not saying manipulate your kids, but I'm saying manipulate your kids. So if you know you're going to say yes, just start with a maybe. Wait about an hour and then say, okay, go ahead.
Then you'll be like dad of the year, mom of the year. Like, oh my gosh, they said yes on a maybe.
Just that's pretty good. I suggest you do.
I like it. And then here's a lovey-dovey one from Jenna. She says, do you guys still flirt with your wives? My husband wants me to flirt more with him, and I'm not really sure how he wants me to do that. I'm kind of confused because we're married. How do you flirt when you're married, Jenna?
That relationship is in trouble. If she thinks once you get married that there's no place for it, that's a warning flag, if you ask me.
I mean, just a simple little pinch on the booty, right?
Which
when you're walking by, boop.
I've been
easily
asked a few
400 to 500 times a day for me. She can't keep her hands off me.
What is Nicole's reaction when you do that? Because I know her reaction when I do it, but what's her reaction when you do
it? Oh, she's fine with it. She's fine. She says, just don't shut up.
That's what she tells me, too. So.
She's fine with it. As long as I don't do it in front of the children, because it's the old monkey see, monkey do, and a lot of times the kids will come up and smack her butt or pinch her butt or something, you know? She's like, so you can grab my butt, just not when the kids are around.
That's great. Well, couldn't you treat it like cursing? You could say, this is something that daddy can
do. Daddy loves mommy. But like, just in general, like flirting, what else could you do? What do you do to flirt? I mean, you're married. What else is there? It's kind of difficult when you're married because you're not really trying to woo the person.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, it's the way that you talk. It's the things you say. It's your choice of language. It's the look that you give. It's doing little things that's in a way is kind of flirting. Mm-hmm. I think you totally can continue to flirt.
Well,
but
then Jenna,
remember
flirt.
How we've talked before about how couples, it's impossible for people to be 50-50 in a relationship with everything. Like, one person might be more of a 90% flirt person and the other one's only 10%.
Right.
If that makes sense, right?
Right.
So your flirting styles, it's going to be impossible for them to mesh up perfectly.
Yeah.
So that's where somebody in a relationship needs to recognize, this person likes to flirt with me, even though we're married. I need to be, embrace
it. More in tune, yeah.
Because otherwise they could go start flirting with someone else if I'm going to be this cold fish.
Right. And Jenna, at least your husband's talking to you. You're having an actual conversation with your spouse and he's telling you what he wants. So just, step up the game a little bit.
I don't want to be all cynical, but if you're writing to us saying, how do I flirt?
You should be asking Alexa like everyone else.
That's like the thing, how do you be funny? I mean, you're either born with some of this stuff or
you're not.
Well,
she's just looking for ideas. I mean,
to spice
things up a little bit.
How did she how did she connect with her husband in the first place?
Right, go back to that.
Did she do no flirting?
You play with your hair and you do whatever. I don't know. One of the things I used to do with Knickknack is I would put the note in her car in the morning, before she went to work. I'd write her a little love note and leave it right there on the steering wheel. Do that, Jenna.
Jenna, do it right away. Write a little love note.
A little smiley face on it. Yeah, it's cute. All right, good luck, Jenna.
This one says, no name, please. And you'll understand why in a second. Let's call her Lily. Boys, how would you handle a spouse who gets mad at you because of something you did in his dream? This happens about 2 or 3 times a year, and he stays mad all day. Do any other listeners have this happen to them?
Well, you got to roll with it. You gotta have fun with it.
Supposedly, just like, 10 days ago or so, I did something in one of Gretchen's dreams, and she told me the next day, she goes, I got mad at you last night because you did her. But she was just kidding. She wasn't really mad. But she said, you know, it's powerful when your spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend does something that angers you in a dream. You'd have to be a robot to, you know, wake up and not have some sort of feeling about it. But then as the day goes by and the dream fades, you get over it and stuff like that.
Yeah. But it's your job to make sure that dream continues throughout the day, like I do. Like if it's a dream, like she's like, you are making out with so-and-so in my dream. And then for the rest of the day, I'll be like, hold on, I can't talk right now. I'm talking to so-and-so on text, or I'm heading to so-and-so's house before I come home. You need anything?
Yeah, Lily, do that.
That's what you have to do to keep it strong. Keep the that's how you flirt, Jenna. That's how you do it.
Lily, I think you say, oh, you had a dream and I did something that made you mad. Well, I had a dream that you were an absolute tool.
Mm-mm.
Give me another one. What do you got?
Boys, I see it's National Name Your Car Day today. One, do you have name for your cars? Two, if you had a secret button in your glove box that would do something really cool to your car, what would the secret button do? That's from Cassie. I drive America's Pickup. That's my nickname for my truck, America's Pickup. And then I got Peppermint at home, which is a white car. Peppermint. And then you don't name your cars.
I don't. I used to when I was very young, but I don't anymore.
No, I can't see Dom doing that. Secret button in the glove box. Boom, you drop it open, big red button. You hit it, and I'm saying Chick-fil-A sauce dispenser.
Here's what I'd like. I don't want it in the glove box. I'd like it on the steering wheel, kind of like one of the radio controls on the steering wheel. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to hit it, and it shoots out behind me, silly string at the car behind me.
Love it. Okay? When they're tailgating you.
We're tailgating and love driving it. You close or doing whatever, you just shoot silly string back at it. Okay.
My buddy in high school drove a Jeep Cherokee, and he would take the rear windshield wiper and take the hose off the windshield wiper dirty squirty on the back. You just pop the hose out so it would leave a little stud sticking out where it squirts. And so he could hit the rear washer button and it would fire straight back at the person behind you and hit their car with dirty squirty. It was the greatest thing ever.
Why not?
Why
right?
not?
Nolan says, Dom and Jeremy, why don't you guys do a hidden treasure contest where you hide a lot of money, like $10,000, somewhere in town and then give out clues? I think people would love it. That's Nolan. I'll tell you why. We have done that in radio promotions in the past. And then this thing called liability was brought to radio
somebody
stations.
Could die
attention.
Looking for this, yeah.
And all of the attorneys shut it down so that they don't let us do it anymore. Because when you say, "Yeah, we've hidden $10,000. Here's a clue," and then you've got 1,000 people who rush to such and such spot, somebody gets hurt, or there's property that's damaged.
It could end really bad for us.
There was a radio station. A buddy of mine worked at a radio station out on the West Coast, and they did this. This was in the 80s, okay? But they did this contest, and they put something like $5,000. It was a piece of paper that you had to bring in. It was like a golden ticket, okay? But it was worth $5,000, and they gave out clues. And one of the clues is eventually led people. They had put it in a particular book in a library in the town. And the next thing you know, there are hundreds of people rushing into the library and pulling all these books off the shelves. And there was damage and a mess. And it was just a nightmare. And that's when lawyers stepped up. Yeah, lawyers stepped up and said, no more of this stuff.
That could have easily turned into one of those scenes that you see in the movie where the shelves are coom, 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 domino effect, you know?
Right.
All the
that's
way
exactly
to the library.
Right. Yeah, and then there's somebody like on the far side who gets smashed under all of them
yeah.
or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Those were great questions this week.
Keep them coming in. We love them.
Because we will stockpile them and maybe do it again next Friday. Just look for us on Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.